From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
It was the height of culture. At San Francisco's Legion of Honor Museum, floral designers had come for the annual bouquets to art. Instead of gazing in awe at the large flower arrangements that interpret the art, I was standing in a very long line of women, yearning to return to the flowers, but more urgently longing to enter the private stalls in the women's room. We watched men very quickly enter and exit their private sanctum of the men's room. I hatched the plot with my companions in line. Then we made our move. Our gaggle of ladies migrated to the entrance of the men's room. We waited. As men appeared, we informed them that the women's line was too long and we needed extra stalls. Bemused, the men stood cooperatively behind us in our new line. As men emerged from the room, we took turns entering. Soon, there was a long line to the men's room equal to the women's reduced line. Triumphant, we happily returned to the flowers. This scene of liberation is repeated surreptitiously every day around this country. Women want quick access to toilets. Whatever rationale exists for having separate bathrooms does not apply to rooms that contain only one toilet. These rooms are everywhere today, erroneously labeled men and women. If women know it's a single toilet, they use the room. But if it's labeled men, we can't tell if it's a solo toilet or group room. This is my manifesto. I call on society to change this antiquated and discriminatory practice. There is a very simple solution. Separate but equal works for large bathrooms, but let's change the law and take gender out of single toilets. Bring back the WC. Let's show we care about millions of women suffering needlessly. With a perspective, I'm Judy Einzig.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.